Okay, let's begin our discussion of Psachim Yerushalmi Daf Beis. Psachim Yerushalmi Daf Beis. Baruch Hashem, we had a haschala into a new world. Yesterday's Daf, Psachim Daf Aleph. We are now into the Pesach Rishon, if you want to call it that. The first discussion of Pesach, remember Psachim in the plural, Pesach Rishon, all about maybe Pesach Rishon versus Pesach Sheni, or Pesach versus all the issues of Chametz U'Matzah. As we said, Perek 1, 2, 4, 5, and 10 are all about Inyanei Pesach, and 5 through 9 is Inyanim of Karban Pesach, which is a major part of the Masechta, but that's the second half of our discussion. So we are talking about Bedikas Chametz. On Daf Aleph Mabez, we spoke about our three-pronged attack of Bedika, Biur, and Bittul, the fact that we need all three, and why we cannot suffice with one without the other, because if we just do Bedika or Biur, maybe we won't find everything, and therefore one has to do Bittul also. If we only do Bittul, maybe we might come Shema Yavo La Ochlo. So there are many ways that we try to attack our Chametz challenge. We spoke about the Radvaz, Tav Tav Kufayin Zayin, about the Chametz, the Sar Shebi Issa, the symbol of what Chametz is, and therefore we have to do whatever we can to rid it. We also alluded to, we didn't go into it so much yet, and that is the relationship between the various Isurim of Chametz, the Isur Achila and the Isur Hana'a, and the Isur of Bal Yera and Bal Yematzeh. We spoke a little bit, the Kesef Mishnah, the Menchas Chinuch. And that is Bal Yera and Bal Yematzeh, do they always go together? Chavis Ketzav Mishnah thinks he could come up with a case that one without the other, by Tamun, right? If you can't see it, so maybe that's only Lo Yematzeh and not Lo Yera. But are these Yisurim connected? So you might have thought that Isur Achila and Isur Hana, those two seem to be more connected. One's an expansion of the other, maybe similar to the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla'a. Remember, the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Krisus has his Nekuda Nifla'a, his wondrous point, where he talks about the Isser Hana'a of Basar B'Chalav flows from the Isser Achila of Basar B'Chalav. That's in that world. Right, and that's why this doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah don't eat. It just says Lo Savashal Gedi Bachalevimo. So that's a parallel and a model, at least, to say if there's an Isser Achila and Isser Hana'a of something, maybe they're connected, or maybe not. But we saw maybe there's a connection between the Isra Achila and the Isra Bal Yera Bal Yematzeh. That was the Ran on the first daf in Psachim, where the Ran says that the Isra Bal Yera Bal Yematzeh is a Gzera Da'oraisa Shema Yavo La'ochlo. The Torah says you can't have it in your house because you might come to eat it. And that is a classic example of a Siyag Da'oraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes this as one of the important examples of where the Torah says don't do A where you might come to do B. The Isser of Yichud, the Isser of Negia, the Isser of the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to walk out of the Beis Hamikdash. I mean, Hamikdash lo yetze, Adin Daraisa, when his it's a relative, because Shema Yavo, Shema Rashi quotes at the beginning of the second paragraph of Sanhedrin, Shema Yiga, he might come to touch the coffin and make himself tame. So again, there are many, many examples of Siyag Daraisa. The Klei Yakar, the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, that's a mitzvah zaseh, that is a siyag daraisa of not coming to eat dam. Okay, so many examples, but one of them is this Ran at the beginning of our Masechta. So we started talking about the mitzvah of Bedika, and when it's supposed to be done, it's supposed to be done at night, because you're supposed to use a candle, and a candle only has an effect at night, and therefore, you're not supposed to use the light of the sun, the light of the moon, we saw the light of the stars, a candle is most effective in the nooks and the crannies, in the cracks and the crevices, and that's why we use a candle. Good. So now the Gemara asks, about five lines up from the bottom on Aleph Mabez, Mivo'os ha'afelin, what if you have very dark alleyways? Ma'o she'et sarach labotkam betchila la'arhaner. Could you do that, bedika, during the day with a candle? Because after all, you know, it's a dark alleyway, the sun's not getting in there anyway during the day. So you're using a candle, so just, can you do it during the day? You might be busy at night. Answers the Gemara, no. Mileon de Rabbanan Amrin. Right, the Rabbanan say, to check the caveologists on this one. So, Kimileon de Rabbanan Amrin. Lo kama dehu minhar balalia hu minhar biyamama. Candles don't light the same way during the day as they do at night. Candles light differently. Damar Ravuna, Ravuna said, Karavinan Arkin Be'ilin Butyasa, when we used to run away and hide in the Butyasa, these underground caves, running away from the from the enemy. We used to hide in these, right, the Rav Chaim Gadievsky, Be'elu ha-ma'aros sheba beis medrash ha-gadol, right, underneath the Sidra Rabba of the big beis medrash, ha-yu madlikin aleinu neiros. We used to light candles. And b'sha'a sh'ha-yu kehim, when the candles used to light only in a dim way, ha-yinu yodem sh'u-yom. We knew it was daytime. You know, it was daytime. And when the candle was light really strongly, we knew it was nighttime. Okay, so that's how they knew, you know, what day it was and what night it was. The Me'iri says, Lamai nafkamino, when they have to know for davening. For davening. They wanted to know for davening. They can learn all day and all night, but they don't know for davening. The Me'iri says here, you know, on Dav Dalid, in, here in Psachim, he says, Ha'adam batal beis afal yir misug yizu shef shalivdok bo bayom. He says, you look in the Bavli, it sounds like if you're in a very dark house, you could do particular during the day, because the whole point is that you have to use a candle at night, because that's when it's effective. So if you're in a very dark room, it's effective during the day. He says, Ela shebet talmid mayrav, but in the Yerushalmi, the Me'iri quotes are Yerushalmi, Amru behed yashaf bezu aser. No, you can't do it during the day. Shaf beis afal ein or shela no hair, by Yom Kibalayla. Because even in a dark house, candles are more pronounced and effective by day. Klomar, and then what do you have to know? Is that he quotes the story. Klomar, Lizman Kriyashma Shal Shachris. Says the Miri, so we used to know when to say Kriyashma. Klomar, Lizman Kriyashma Shal Arvis. Right? The Zmanim of Kriyashma of Arvis and the Kriyashma of Shachris. Good. Says the Gemara, Vasya Kai, it also fits to the following. Demar Rebbe Achla Bar Zeira, Noach Beknisas Oleteva, when Noach went into the Teva, Hichresimo Avanim Tovos Margolius, he brought very shiny stones and pearls, very special stones and pearls. Vishay Shahayu Keos, when they used to shine in a dim way, Hayodeh Shu Yom, he knew it was daytime. And when it was they were very sharp and bright, he knew that it was nighttime. Lama, well, why did he have to know? Right, we might ask. For the Me'iri, we would say Kriyashma. When Noach was saying Kriyashma, Noach was, how many mitzvahs did Noach had? I guess he had seven, right? He got the seventh one after the Mabul. Maybe he had six from Noach. So what did he have to know day and night? So Gemara answers, Yesh Chayo Chalas Ba Yom, Yesh Chayo Chalas Ba Laila. Now, there are animals. Some animals are feeding time is by day, and some animals feed time is by night. So he had to know. He had to know on a practical level to feed all the animals. We'll get back to that. So first the Gemara says, Vahaksiv Soartas al Teva. What do you mean? Wasn't there a window on top? Wasn't there a window? Rashi quotes, remember the two days? What's it, Soar? So if there was a window on top of the Teva, didn't he know when it was day, when it was night? Answer, Kamanda Amar lo Shimshu Amazolos Bishnas Hamabel. No, maybe remember there's Machlokas in the Gemara there. This is the opinion that the mazalos and the constellations, the sun and the moon, they didn't really work during the Mabul, right? All the constellations were stopped. And therefore, even though, right, you might say even though there was a window, or you might say, this is according to the opinion and there was no window. Remember Rashi Allah Torah quotes Soar. Some say there was a window, some say it was just a stone, a bright stone. So if it was a bright stone, again, you have the same problem. You don't know day or night, so you would go whether it was dim or whether it was bright. If you look in the Sefer here in the back, the Zera Avram, so he quotes, V'lini retam, l'fi pirish yafei mare, sh'amar ha-shemesh b'mkomo kol yud beis chodesh ha-mabul. The sun didn't move, meaning basically the orbits didn't occur during the year of the Mabul. Hu adi al-derach sh'daz rashi avodah zara, v'yidom ha-shemesh. Right, the sun was silent. What does that mean? Sh'kol zman sh'yoleches, as long as the sun moves, or we would say, all the orbits go around the sun, that is called a shira. That's called the song of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer shira, halichasan shalchama v'levanasan, v'levana zu shirasan. All the orbits moving, the sun and the stars and the moon and the constellations, that's the shira, the song to God. V'hol shayamabal, v'yakal olam v'tzara, and since the whole world was being destroyed during the Mabul, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafit shiyomru l'fanav shira. Hashem is not interested in shira, like the Gemara, right? Ma'isi yada tuvim bayam v'atam emom shira, right? So therefore, the sun stopped, and therefore, there's no shira by the sun, and that's why Noah couldn't tell by the outside whether it was day or night. But he had to know because he had to feed the animals. Remember, the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks to us that it was not simple, it was not easy, but not easy to feed the animals. The Gemara says there a conversation that took place. Kuf ches amid beis in the Bavli. Kuf ches amid beis in the Bavli. That's all the Mamari Chazal about about the Mabul. Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna. Amar le Eliezer l'shem Rabba. Right? Eliezer, Eved Avraham, was once talking to Shem. Shem, son of Noach. Shem. K'siv l'mosh b'chosehem yatsu b'nateva atun heichan avisun. Right? According to their families, they went out of the Teva. Where were you? What was going on during the Teva? Right? Rashi quotes, Hey chayitem yicholun lahachin in yonehem bekach lasos l'kol birya v'birya chafetza. How'd you do it for every animal? You had to take care? He's asking Shem. Amar le, tsar gadol hayulanu b'teva. We had a lot of difficulty. Tsar gadol in the teva. Birya shadarka lachila bayom, hechanu bayom. Right? We had to know, like our Gemara just said. Animals that ate during the day, we had to feed them during the day. Shadarka lachila balayachanu balayla. Right? It wasn't like we had night shifts and day shifts. Right? We had 24 hours, right, for a year. And the animals that eat by day, by day, by night. Hai zakisa, there was a certain type of zakisa. Rashi says, shame birya, some type of animal. Lo haviyada, abba, ma'achla. My father, Noach, didn't know what to feed it and when it eats. And we didn't know anything. So what were we supposed to do? It came onto the teva, but no idea. Yom achara veke yasev, one time, my father was sitting, v'kapali rimona, he was peeling and eating a pomegranate. Nafal tzlo asa mina, a worm fell out of the pomegranate. Achla, and this zikasa quickly went and ate this worm. Mikan ve'elach, that we knew, okay, that's what it eats. Havagavi lechizra, kimitva achla. So from then on, my father used to make bran and let it become wormy, and when it became wormy, so he gave it to the chizra. Arya Ishta Zinsa, then it tells a story, as we know, one time the lion got a fever, and then it took a bite and bit him. Anyway, it was not so simple. So our Gemara says that, you know, Noach had to take care of all of the animals. We're going to look, just the Meshech Chachma in Noach also talks about, Rashi quotes about Tzadik Tamim and Tamim, right? One time earlier quotes Tzadik Tamim, and then later on it only quotes Tzadik, Raisi Tzadik, Badar Azeh, and Rashi quotes, you don't say the whole shevach of somebody before in front of them. Mixa shivcha shal de b'fanav, v'kulo shalom b'fanav. The Meshech Chachma there is a different shot. He's talking to Noach and he wanted to give him the bechira chafshis to be able to take care of the animals. But you can look there. The Meshech Chachma has a different shot than Rashi. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, but the kinesios of bati medrashos ma'u sheyitzvicha medika. Do you have to do medikas chamis in shuls in bati medrash? You have to do it in shuls. The Gemara says, Matzri chalei. Why would you need to? There's never any food in the shul. Wow. A different time. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Shekein machnitzin l'sham b'shabasos v'rashi chadashim. No. On Shabbos, remember we learned that there are guests that stay there. Remember the Kiddush and shul, Arvei Psachim, the last parak here, and Rosh Chodesh. They used to have special meals on Rosh Chodesh. What Rosh Chodesh? So the Karban Eda says here, when they made the su'udos, when they were ma'aber the Chodesh, when they added on a month, what does it mean? The Suda, was there a Suda Rosh Chodesh? Or the Suda, Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah Laharbos B'Sudas Rosh Chodesh. It's a mitzvah. It doesn't mean that it's a chiyuv, but it's they had some types of special meals. B'Shabbos Rosh Chodeshim. So then the Gemara says, okay, V'Dei Pshita Le. Okay, then it's obvious. It's a Makam Shemachnitzim B'Chameis. So obviously you have to do B'dika. Right, so what's the, what's the Havamina not? Hacha Nisri Chalei. Right, this is the reason why it's a question. Hova Oran Meruba, since there is much light in the shul, because we know a shul has to have a lot of windows, right? So if there's a lot of light, so then maybe the question is, maybe you could even do it during the day. Maybe you could even do it during the day. That's the question that we are asking, right? You see that the Karban Eda, right across from where we are. Umishani hachinu mi baile. In budding that by the midrashios sh'oren rav, tzricha bediga dafkal araner. Do you still have to use a candle? Oh, that's what he's pshat. O dilma kimish yishbam chalonos harbe. Veina makuris bichalat stadin. Both gnosam la'aracham avidayo. Is that the way the Karban Eda says it is? Could you even do it without a candle? Just use the sunlight. Others might say, could you just do the araner during the day? Because it's enough light there. There's no answer to this. No answer to this question. But we know that's the halacha. The Gemara says in Brachas. Gemara says in Brachas in the Bavli and Daf Lamed Aleph and Daf Lamed Dalid, that there is a halacha, lechad chila, of having windows in the shul. Having windows in the shul. Right? Based on the pasuk in Daniel. Daniel. Amr b'chi b'raba, Amr b'yochran. Al yispala adam el b'vayi sheish pasham chalonos. Only with a house that has windows. Shenemar v'kavan psichem le ba'alisei. right? That's talking about Daniel. He was davening Neged Yerushalayim. That's an amazing positive. Remember, that's the story. If you remember Daniel, an underappreciated and underrated sefer. The first five, six prakim of Daniel are very exciting. But he told us there that they made a gzeirah. You're not allowed to ask any power for anything except from their king. I think it was Daryavish. You can't ask, so you can't daven. Because that as asking. So Daniel went and he davened by the window. So everybody told him a farshim asked. He had to daven by the window. Right? So everybody could see him and then tell the king on him. But that's the makar for having windows. That pasuk. V'kavam sichem le'balise. Right? So he was davening and then they told on him and then he was thrown into the lions. The Daryavish didn't really want to throw him into the lions, but he did, and he survived. But that's why are windows good? So Machlokas Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rashi quotes there in Brachas Lama Dalid, why chalonos? Shegormin lo shiyachavein libo, causes good kavana. Shehu mistakel klapi shemayim v'libo nichna. You look up to the sky, you look up to the heavens, you realize how small we are. And you look up to realize about the galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we have windows, that would be good kavana. So again, if one has windows that does not open up to the sky, but opens up to, a reality that probably will not bring good kavana, then it's probably not a good idea to have those, windows. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, the last piece in Rabbeinu Yonah in the fifth Perek Ein Omdin, Efshar Lomar, he says, can't learn brachas without Rabbeinu Yonah. Efshar Lomar, Sha'atam hu mipnei sha'al yidei re'iyas ha'or, tisyashiv daito yoser, v'yuchal ha'avin karoi. Just outside air and light, you know, is marviach the nefesh, right? It's not even just us looking up at the sky and bringing Yiras Shamayim. It's just you don't feel claustrophobic. I don't know, looking out, seeing the window, seeing the air. Inami ratzal omar shiupsucha bechalonos kenegan a mizrach kedisa bikra neged Yerushalayim. It makes you think about Yerushalayim more. Bepnei shal yedei ha-habata azos yechavein betilaso kenegan a makam yoser v'tia tilaso ritzuya umukubelas. Okay, different day is about the windows, but that's this Gemara about maybe we should be able to do the bedika during the day because there are a lot of windows. But there's an idea of having 12 windows, Kabbalistically, one per shevet. There's a Magen Avraham that quotes that based on Rizal, I think. So that's a little bit about the other windows. There's also a tour. The tour quotes, the tour is in, actually, let me just say the Shulchan Aruch. I have Shulchan Aruch here in Kufnun Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the idea also of eating in shul, right? That's the also get from this Gemara. It sounds like you don't eat in shul unless there's a real tzarech for letzarech mitzvah, right? And then so the Shulchan Aruch discusses that again. It's we basically make all of our shuls al tnai that we're going to do a lot of other things in our shuls, right? It's understood to have kiddushes and to have other public events. But that's the Shulchan Aruch in Kufnun Aleph talks about Dinei Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, an unknown simon, but or maybe we know it, we just don't follow it so much. That's a simon in Shulchan Aruch about what you're allowed to do in the shul. But take that about the midrashos. Ein noagin bam kalas rosh. You go in schok vehitol v'sicha b'teila ve'ein ochlim v'shosim b'hem. If you're hot, you don't go in there to get cool. Midochek. And he continues, and we say, the poskim say that, if you have a, based on Tosfos already, that we all eat and drink in our shuls because of, that's what we do. Okay. That's why it also needs a mezuzah. Maker at dinner shul doesn't need a mezuzah, but because we do a lot of other things in the shuls, that's why we put mezuzahs on the shuls as well. Says the Gemara. Reb Yosef boy, chatzeros shebi Yerushalayim, she'ochlin sham chalos tod rekiki nazir. There were special areas in Yerushalayim where they ate, the special loaves of the carbon tod. Remember the carbon tod came with 40 loaves. Four of them were given to the Kohen, but the other 36 were eaten by the Yisraelim. Rikiki Nazir and the wafers that were also brought with a Nazir. I think there were 20 brought with a Nazir. Shomaus Yisrichem Bedikam. Do those areas need Bedika? Why? What's the nafkins in those areas? Most areas are places where Chametz could have gone in, but maybe Chametz didn't. You don't know. Here you know Vadai. Chametz went in. So does that make you chayef to do Bedika? But it's a chatzer, and by a chatzer, we say probably the birds, you know, ate up the chametz that was sitting on the floor. And says the Gemara, and there's another reason. Below kachin and betukas ben anosar, don't we check after the eating? There was a mitzvah to burn nosar, anything left over. So the breads would, after the time is finished for their eating, they would have to be burned. So don't we check the areas anyway for nosar? And therefore, maybe we should not have to do bedikah there, because we already did a bedikah there. We did a bedikah right after they were eaten to check if you have to burn it, right? In mitzvah zaseh, right? That's called a lava nitik laseh. There's an isser to leave over karbanos, but there's a mitzvah that if I left over karbanos, to burn what was left over. So here, do I have to do bedikah? I've already did bedikah, you know, after each time. So Gemara says, maybe I do. Basically, this answer is going to be, maybe there's a low plug. Where do we see a low plug? From the following. Yeba kahada tanya. We learned from the following brisa, totally different area of halacha. Rabbi Zacharia, chasnei Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Zacharia, the son-in-law of Rabbi Levi, said, nida chofefes v'sarekes. We know in the days of Ezra already, Tachanis Ezra, the Gemara in Baba Kama, taught us that a nida, prepares herself to go to the mikvah. Chofefes. Chofefes literally means combing the hair, getting the knots out. But we have interpreted, Bizman Hazeh, the Pesukim have said, chofefes is basically the word that's used for all preparations that a nida does in order to get ready for the mikvah. Nida chofefes, v'sorekes. So she has to do all of these preparations and sorekes and comb the hair in order to go to the mikvah. All the preparations are in order to remove any type of chatzitza, any type of interposition on her body, in her hair. Kohenes ein chofefes v'sorekes. But a bas kohen or an eishes kohen that's going to eat truma, that is going to go to the mikvah to eat truma, does not have to do all these preparations. Does not have to do all these preparations. Why? We'll see why. Because an Ashes Kohen and Bas Kohen, they go to the mikveh every day. They're in and out of the mikveh all the time. Because they have a little tumah here, a little tumah there, and they're going to eat truma. So that's why a nida, who doesn't go to the mikveh for a week. So we assume there are chatzitza issues, right? And therefore she has to do this whole preparation. But a Bas Kohen, an Ashes Kohen does not, right? For just for eating truma. Nida Kohenes, chofeves v'sarekes. But a nida Kohenes has to. A bas coin or an ashes coin, that's a nida, has to. Shlotachlok be nida lanida. Because we don't, no low plug, no chilukim. Once there's one nida that has to do all these preparations, so too a kohenes also. Ofachas, we'll clarify that soon. Let's just finish. But just like you have a low plug type of halacha there, that all nidas have to go, do the chafif for the preparation, even the kohenes, who's always going to the mikveh anyway. Ofachas, shlotachlok be nida lanida. So do we hear all yards that a gechamitz in them, you have to do bedikah, even if you might have done bedikah to look for nosar, but still, you still have to do bedikah. The Gemara notes, though, one second, implicit point here. One second, the whole point that we said before is that nida has to do the chafifa because she didn't go to the mikveh for a week. But bas kohen, eishes kohen, doesn't have to because she goes to the mikveh every day. But one second, a nida kohenes doesn't go to the mikveh for a week either. So, of course, she's going to have to do chafifa. So what does the Gemara mean? That, because of lo plug, shlo tachlok? It's not because of lo tachlok. A bas kohen nida also doesn't go to the mikvah for a week. It doesn't need truma for a week. What is the Gemara talking about? What is the price talking about? That is only because of lo plug. So we just clarify. Tani Rebbe Gamliel bar inia kumi Rebbe mana nida shima sekas kol shiva chofefes v'sorekas. You're right. A nida that doesn't go to the mikvah for a week, she has to do chofefes v'sorekas. She has to do it proper. A kohenes for truma, that she goes to the mikvah every day, she doesn't have to do all the preparations, because how much could have happened in a day? But amalei l'shomeres yom keneged yom nitzricha. The low plug line is for the shomeres yom keneged yom. Remember what a shomeres yom is? That's a zava ketana. If a woman has a re'iyah outside, not nida, which is considered normal, her regular period, but during the 11 days, bein nida lenida, when she's called a zava, if she has one re'iyah, then she has to have one clean day and then go to the mikvah. If she has two re'iyahs, she has to have one clean day to go to the mikvah. If she has three re'iyos, then she's called a zava and she has to wait 7 clean days. But in the first two cases, if she has a re'iyah of one day, though in that case, she has to go to the mikvah the next day. So you might say there, she doesn't have to do the whole chafifa because she just went yesterday. So that's the chiddush. Because zava is in the world of nida also, and therefore she would have to do a full chafifa there. That's the low plug. Again, there's a lot of beautiful lamdas there. What's the relationship between zava and nida in terms of, again, lamaisa today, everybody's here to zava, based on the chumra d'Rabbi Zeira, But in Lamdis, you have to know the difference between the two. Okay, we continue. There's a lot to say about Chatzitza, but we'll continue for now. Charuri, back to Bedika. Charuri, Abayis, all Yonavat Achtonim. You have little holes in the walls of the house, the higher ones, the lower ones. Hayatzia, Vachadus. If you have a yetzia, that's an annex to a house, a chadus, a cistern with water, ha'aliyah, an attic, v'gagabar, the roof of an olive press, v'gagamigdal, beis ha'teven, beis ha'bakar, storage houses, beis ha'etzim, beis ha'otzaras, also places, place where you keep wood, otzras ha'yayin, v'osas ha'shemen, storage houses of wine and oil. All these cases are places where no chametz is ever brought into. Otzras ha'peros, einan, tzrichin, bedika. As we said yesterday in the Mishnah, cleaning for chametz does not mean cleaning your house for spring. Dust is not chametz, right? And therefore, one has to make sure that one doesn't go overboard and blame yontif on it. And therefore, one has to know all these cases do not need bedika. Says the Gemara, Nicho ha'elyonim. I understand the higher holes because there's no chametz in there. Vatachtonim? What about the lower holes, right? The Havim, the Karbon Eidah says, we're talking about, let's say, little holes in the floor. So chametz doesn't get into there? Right, for sure, chametz falls into there. No, says the Gemara, Hada Amra Lachash Nefila. It must be that we're not choshesh that chametz fell into places, unless you know for sure that it was there. So the fact that it says in this brisa that if you have a hole in the floor, you don't have to check. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Reb Yosa Tiftar. When it says tachtonim, it doesn't mean on the floor. Maybe if it's on the floor, you have to check. Tiftar Shahayu Shneim Smuchin Lakosel Echal Amalam Yasar Echal Amatam Yasar. It means both holes in the wall. One above 10 tfachim, one under 10 tfachim. Both of those don't have to be checked. But if it's on the floor, maybe you are choshesh l'nefila. Maybe you are choshesh l'nefila. So the tour here in Taf Lamed Gimel, wonders, he quotes this Gemara and says, really? If it's under or below 10 tfachim, so then there's ya choshesh. Above 10 tfachim is the perfect length for people to keep chametz in. Says the tour. Ubi Yerushalmi Chashiv Gavom Lamala Me'asara Tfachim. Ve'eino Nira She'ikr Tashmish Ha'adam Hu Lamala Me'asara. So I don't know what this means. So Elok HaDefrishes, I think it's Ein Yad Adam Agasham. When it means high, it means where you can't reach it. That's where it's considered a place where chametz doesn't go. And if it's below, not. If you look in the Chok Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch, that's the Shvus Yaakov, Chok Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch, I'm not going to read it, but he says, Lamata Me'asara, and here means above 10 Tfachim, above a person's head. So that's what he says, that's what the Yushalmi means. And if that's true, so then it's above place where chametz might be, and he thinks that's how he answers the question of the tour. We continue. Thotani nechadus, one second. You said that we're worried about, so we are worried about nefila, but the chadus, one of the items in the Braisa is chadus, is this area on the floor, right, this cistern on the floor, hadamra, and you see there, you're not worried. So halacha shel nefila. So you see that you're not worried about things falling down because you see the cistern on the floor is not. You don't have to worry about chametz. Answer: no, really, things on the floor you are worried about. The cistern, kids don't go near that. They know it's dangerous. Misyari hiotino kleishev leilich l'sham. The kid's not going to go near there because he thinks. But the Gemara says v'chash lo mar shemen isgal chametz sham. But I maybe chametz rolled there. So we're back to the and you see that we're not worried about that. So we're back to the raya of we're not worried about nefila. No, tifter b'chadash yesh la lizveis. Maybe the cistern we're talking about has a rim. And that's why the chametz would have stopped and got stopped by the rim. But really, if there was no rim, maybe we would be choshesh for nefila. Period. Gaga b'avakana middal, you have these roofs of the olive press or the tower that are considered ainbo. It's not a makom shemachnis and hadas tamer b'gomer shlosh tefachim. This is only if they're three tefachim high. These roofs. I will remain gavon atzor shlosh tefachim ka'eretzim. If they're not three tefachim off, so then they're like lavud and they're like the ground, and therefore they're makom shemachnis and b'chametz. Upa oso shlonish shamish b'chametz. And obviously only these situations where there was no chametz used there. Avo boso shlonish shamish b'chametz. But if you know you brought chametz in to any of these places, I feel like gavon kamat zorach b'dika. That for sure would need b'dika. Amar Rabbi Yimon of Yos, and this is appropriate. This is right. Kainana Amrim, don't we say, Hada Pifyaros, these Pifyaros, sparrows are like some types of boxes, right? The Karbon Eidah says, Kupa Asuya Kamaisa Mitsuda, Visvacha, some type of netted mesh box. These boxes, Afilo Gaval Kami, even though they're very tall, both they Srikha Badika, they don't need Badika, of course they do. You put a lot of Chametz on there. So anywhere where Chametz might be, you have to go and do Badika. Tani, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mita, she chotzezes b'tocha bayis. What if you have a big bed in the middle of a house? It's the outer part of the room and the inner part of the room. Ve'etzem avanim munachem tachteha, and under the bed, it's full of wood and stones. Meaning there's no place under the bed. So it's mafzik between the inner and the outer. So the Gemara says, bodik tzadachitzon, all you have to do is check the outside of the bed, closer to the door, where you might have brought chametz in. Ve'no bodik tzadapnimi. You don't have to check the inside, because there's no way this chametz getting through. Right? There's no, the floor under the bed is full, closed. Says the Gemara, if the under the bed was empty, you have to check on the inside. So doesn't that show that you are choshes, that things might fall, even if you don't think that you brought chametz in there, maybe it's in there? Answer, no. We're not choshes lenefila. That somebody brought it there. Maybe a kid went in there. But in the case where you know that the kid might not have gone, or you just choshes lenefila, then we would say maybe not. Period. We'll have to stop by Martef. We'll get back to the Mishnah, all about the Martef, and other halachas of Bedika coming up in the following Dafin.